Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2155, recorded on Thursday, the 27th of January, 2022. Your readers today are me, Matt Woodcock, Karen Buchanan, and providing the features, Marion Penn. You can call us at any time on 01603 765 365, that's Norwich 765 365, with your views, news and comments. We love hearing from listeners. And a special welcome to two new listeners this week, Valerie Willits and Waltrod Garner. A big thank you for the mountains of stamps received from Mrs. Bob's Beer, Mrs. B. Stretton, Mrs. N. Pye, Mrs. E. Berry, Mrs. S. Watts, Mr. R. Evans, and Daphne Coupland. Thank you all. These have been added to our growing collection to be forwarded to Vision Norfolk. And we're excited to be back in the office again. So, hopefully, COVID permitting, we'll be in the office every week from now on. So you can call us and speak to one of our team anytime after 10 a.m. on any Thursday. This edition of Chatterbox will include five sets of news stories from the evening news, letters, information desk, and two features. We'll start with the news, and here is Karen to introduce the first group of stories.
So off we go, and appropriately, our first batch of stories is all about travel. Well, wouldn't it be lovely to get away somewhere for a bit of sunshine? Norwich Airport's just announced new summer destinations from the spring, and it's also looking for 50 new staff to help as overseas travel gets back on the agenda. Closer to home, First Buses are announcing new tickets, which they say we might travel simpler, well, we can only hope. And we find out just how much fraudsters have been costing Greater Anglia Trains. To start us off, here's Matt with the good news about the jobs at Norwich Airport.
Norwich Airport is looking to recruit over 50 new workers to help it cope with the upcoming summer season. The airport, which already has 150 employees, is looking to fill a wide range of roles, including customer services and passenger check-in, ground handling, flight operations, security, and security assistance for passengers with restricted mobility, PRMs, and hidden disabilities to support them through the airport. Recruitment days are due to be held on Thursday, February the 3rd, and Saturday, February the 5th, in the main departure terminal from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Richard Pace, Managing Director of Norwich Airport, said, "With pent-up demand for holidays abroad and travel restrictions continuing to be relaxed, we're anticipating a busy season ahead at Norwich Airport and need to recruit around 50 staff over the next few months. There are a range of roles available with great career opportunities, so we hope local people will come along and find out more about working at their local airport."
Norwich Airport has also published its summer schedule with flights to popular holiday destinations Cyprus, Greece and Spain. Flights to Paphos in Cyprus will depart every Thursday from May the 5th until September the 22nd. Departures to Corfu will be every Friday between May the 6th and October the 21st. Every Tuesday there'll be flights to Crete, and that's from May the 3rd to October the 18th. And departures to Rhodes will also go every Wednesday from May the 4th to October the 26th. There's also direct flights to Ibiza, Bulgaria, Turkey, Mallorca, Menorca and Tenerife. They're also scheduled.
First Buses is introducing new tickets in hopes of making travel across the county easier. The changes include updating multi-day tickets and simplifying the single and return fares. One of the new tickets to be introduced is a five-day ticket, allowing five consecutive days of unlimited travel in any fare zone, costing less than the current weekly ticket. A new flexi five-day ticket, available only on the First Bus app, is also being introduced, allowing unlimited travel in any fare zone for 5 days out of a 14-day period. Prices of the available single and return tickets have been reorganised to simplify the understanding of bus travel. The reorganisation has only changed a small number of prices. It's hoped that this will make it easier for passengers to compare the cost of individual bus tickets to the cost of multi-day tickets. Tickets can be bought both on the app and on buses will now also be the same price. Steve Wickers, Managing Director of First Eastern Counties, said, "We are always looking for new ways we can make bus travel simpler and more accessible to those within the communities that we are proud to serve. We believe that these new options, as well as our continuing focus on maintaining best value for the journeys that people make with us, will serve to make the bus an increasingly attractive option for travel, one consistent with the focus on clean air and reducing congestion. Fare changes come into force from January the 30th, 2022.
Fare dodgers and fraudsters paid more than £4 million in fines and repayments to Greater Anglia last year. Ticket inspectors from the rail company, which operates services throughout Norfolk and Suffolk, handed out more than 54,000 penalty fares last year, adding up to the value of £1.63 million. This was in addition to the £1.78 million it recovered from 5,980 cases brought before magistrates for fare dodgers. Kim Bucknell, the Greater Anglia Head of Revenue Protection, said, "People not paying for their journeys or fraudulently claiming delay repay compensation or refunds for journeys they haven't made are effectively stealing from Greater Anglia. It's not acceptable. It's the equivalent of going into your local supermarket and either not paying for your shopping or only paying for some of it."